From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
In Washington, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The first hard numbers for how many people may have died in Tuesday's terrorist attacks began to emerge today. Hundreds are confirmed dead, and it appears the final death toll may be in the region of 5,000 lives lost. That's more than the number of people who died in Pearl Harbor and the Titanic combined.
Early this morning, New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani announced that 3,700 people were still missing in New York. A few hours later, he revised that number upwards to 4,763 people missing. NPR's Melissa Block has spent much of today at what is being called Ground Zero. And Melissa, first, what seemed at first to be miraculous, wonderful news turns out to be only good news.
Right. There were reports of a number of firefighters who were believed to have been trapped in the rubble when the towers collapsed, who were rescued and brought to the hospital. That now turns out to be workers who were on the scene helping with the rescue effort who had fallen into some sort of crevice or hole and were then taken to the hospital. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. I mean, I was down right standing right next to that rubble pile. It must be incredibly precarious to be up there. I think you're going to be seeing a lot of situations where workers there are injured and they are the ones who are being taken out on stretchers. And anybody who's observing that might think that they were trapped in the rubble. In fact, they were injured on the scene.
Give us a sense of what the district is like, not just the Ground Zero site itself, but this is where, for example, people are talking about the stock market now resuming business on Monday, say.
I can't imagine any way that could possibly happen. Forget Monday, forget next week. The whole area has to be cleared for vehicles to come in and out. I mean, you have emergency vehicles there nonstop. It's a tip of Manhattan, so it's not a wide zone to work in anyway. Everything around there is completely covered with debris. You've got unstable buildings. I was standing underneath on the ground level of the Millennium Hotel, which is right across the street, and at one point three sirens went off. Everybody started running away. That's the siren for an unstable building. Something might collapse. If that building goes down, it's 50 or 80 stories. One Liberty Plaza, another huge structure right across the street. So you don't just have the buildings that have collapsed that they have to clean out. You have all the other surrounding buildings which are devastated. Every store in the area, every apartment building, every church, everything is just completely trashed.
Of course, even more disastrous than the structural toll of all this is the toll in lives. We have that figure of a bit under 5,000 persons missing in New York. And help us understand what that is. Those are people for whom formal missing persons reports have been filed, we suspect.
I believe that's correct. It's coming from the mayor's office, and I assume they're collecting those from the rescue centers that they've set up, maybe from the businesses that have determined who's missing as well. It's a huge number of people. No rescue worker who I talked to today, and I talked to a lot of them, spoke of finding anyone alive. They have sniffer dogs on the site. At one point when I was down there watching them, they're carting out debris by bucket load. They have a huge bucket chain of workers passing bucket by bucket of debris out to the sidewalk to collect. At one point, they called for silence, and all of a sudden this incredibly eerie hush descended on the scene, and apparently a dog had picked up the scent of something. There was silence for a few seconds, and then everything resumed.
You talk to people who are actually, as I understand it, sort of rappelling down into what is a very deep space. The parking garages underneath the World Trade Center went down quite a few stories.
Yeah, apparently there are a number of voids and holes that they're exploring. Yeah, they're called subterranean reconnaissance missions. One guy said if there was a void in that space, he was in it. He found no one alive.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Melissa Block, who spent much of today downtown at the site where, until this week, the World Trade Center stood. It is now that scene of a pile of rubble now referred to in New York City as Ground Zero.